Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous.
I'm falling. There's no escape. I can't wait.
Stuart, Chris Switzer, and I hope, maybe, if we're lucky, our Rachel, if she's
I'm
with
here.
Us. Oh, excellent. That's awesome. Excellent. Folks, I wanted to start off today, because we have been defenders of at least holding a government accountable to the restrictions that was placed upon it by the Constitution, although I'm kind of with Lysander Spooner these days on that. But New Jersey governor. Wow, you want to talk about a bone coming flying out of your closet at the wrong time. Tucker Carlson, he goes on Tucker Carlson, if you can bring that up, producer, at about 7 minutes and 12 seconds. New Jersey governor just, man, I tell you what, talk about truthful, right? I for those that haven't heard the words yet or haven't heard about this yet, I'm not even going to tell you what they said yet. I want you to hear it for yourselves. And oh, well, that's not the right one then. Yep, that's not the right one. Can you go, that was the Mike the Cop version. Sorry about that. There is another version of that. It's about 15 minutes long. If you could just search for that real quick. It's New Jersey Governor Tucker Carlson. It'll pop right up. But at about 7 minutes and 12 seconds, you can start that. But folks, when you hear this, I'm surprised. It was kind of like that moment when Brian Young and I did that thing on the ATF when they praised the four fallen officers from the Waco. By the way, it's the anniversary of that. When they praised those four officers last year, we just sat back and like made popcorn and watched the dumpster fire begin. You should have seen the comments on the ATF's Facebook page. It was ridiculous. It was insane. But anyway, so this New Jersey governor has suspended religious services, of course. He's also decided that only essential businesses could be open. So government, again, taking control of, if not the means, the means for businesses to the means of production, you know. So Tucker kind of tears him a new one about why he felt the need to close down churches, but it's okay to have liquor stores open. And he was basically asking him, what scientific basis did you base this on? But it gets better. Go ahead, roll that clip.
The supermarket, we expect folks to distance themselves from each other, to wear face coverings, etc. There's an enormous amount of faith going on virtually right now, a lot of practicing going on, and we care deeply about both physical health and mental health.
Of course, but I don't want to be too persistent on this, but I think it's important. On what scientific basis did you decide that sitting in a church was much more dangerous than buying liquor in a liquor store? And why is buying liquor more important for the social fabric? I'm just trying to think. You're not the only governor who's done this, and I don't mean to pick on you, but I don't understand the reasoning. I don't want to think it had anything to do with tax revenues.
Yes, you did mean to pick on him.
No, it does not have anything to do with tax revenues. Our revenues are so blown up, that would be a rounding error, trust me. This is not either or. It can be and both. I've spoken to Cardinal Tobin, to the leaders of the Jewish community, of the Muslim community. People are at peace where we have come out there. No one's happy. Everyone wants to get back to what they think of as the norm, and who could blame them? I want to do that as well. But I don't think these are one versus the other. I think you can have both of these realities at the same time, and that's what we have in New Jersey right now.
What are you smoking?
So why, back a couple of weeks ago, you closed state parks, and people had been arrested for using them. A man was arrested for sitting alone on the beach. Tell me why that poses a danger. And again, on what scientific basis did you make that decision?
Yeah, so Tucker, we were coming into both warm weather and big religious seasons. It was Passover first, then Easter. We've got Ramadan coming up shortly. And certain of the counties were beginning to close their parks. And the concern was that the folks who couldn't go to their normal park would go to another park, another county or a state park. And it wasn't just a gut feel. We then surveilled the state, up and down the state, on that first weekend of April when we had some good weather in New Jersey. And in fact, that was just what we saw. Lots of people congregating, lots of out-of-state license plates. So it was a step, trust me, I took no joy in taking that step. But it's one that we felt we had to take. And as I mentioned to a bunch of legislators today, it's not a life sentence.
Okay, but on what basis? What scientific? Because I'm just trying to get to the science here, because I assume all of us are following the lead of epidemiologists. Arresting someone for sitting alone on the beach, tell me how that arrests the spread of the coronavirus from an epidemiological point of view.
Yeah, I wasn't referring to that. I actually don't have the specifics as to why that happened. I meant congregation at state and county parks, of which there was an enormous amount when the weather got warm, and the fact that folks weren't, it's not that they couldn't be in the park and jogging by themselves or walking on their own and keeping distance, they weren't. And there were a lot of out-of-state license plates in the parking lot, and we've got some of the nicest parks in the Northeast, if not the country. Again, it brings me no joy, but we felt that was the right decision to make.
So you made that decision, and as I noted before, 15 congregants at a synagogue in New Jersey were arrested and charged for being in a synagogue together. Now, the Bill of Rights, as you well know, protects Americans' right, enshrines their right to practice their religion as they see fit and to congregate together, to assemble peacefully. By what authority did you nullify the Bill of Rights in issuing this order? How do you have the power to do that?
That's above my pay grade, Tucker. So I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this. We went to first of all, we looked at the data
and the
science, and it says people have to stay away from each other. That's the best thing we could do to break the back of the curve of this virus that leads to lower hospitalizations and ultimately fatalities.
And I'm not contesting that, though. I do think there's a debate. This is a rolling conversation, because we're learning new things every day, and nothing is settled at this point. But I do want, since you are an elected.
Wow. Can you rewind that? I want to hear that again. And I want to hear Tucker's reaction. I kind of covered over that. Sorry about that.
Epidemiologists arresting someone for sitting alone on the beach. Tell me how that arrests the spread of the coronavirus from an epidemiological point of view.
Yeah, I wasn't referring to that. I actually don't have the specifics as to why that happened. I meant congregation at state and county parks, of which there was an enormous amount when the weather got warm, and the fact that folks weren't, it's not that they couldn't be in the park and jogging by themselves or walking on their own and keeping distance, they weren't. And there were a lot of out-of-state license plates in the parking lot, and we've got some of the nicest parks in the Northeast, if not the country. Again, it brings me no joy, but we felt that was the right decision to make.
I'm in New Jersey right now. Can't stop me. Huh.
So you made that decision, and as I noted before, 15 congregants at a synagogue in New Jersey were arrested and charged for being in a synagogue together. Now, the Bill of Rights, as you well know, protects Americans' right, enshrines their right to practice their religion as they see fit and to congregate together, to assemble peacefully. By what authority did you nullify the Bill of Rights in issuing this order? How do you have the power to do that?
That's above my pay grade, Tucker. So I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this. We went to all, first of all, we looked at the data the science. And
Oh, God. Oh, man. What was that? Eddie, remember that Eddie Murphy skit when he talks about skeletons coming out of your closet? Uh-oh, a bone just flew out. Good Lord have mercy. Well, at least he was honest, huh? you can't make this stuff up, folks.
Yeah, Tom, I'm really glad that Chris is like calling him out on this. That's so crazy. Oh, I didn't think of the Bill of Rights. And I'm going to be honest with you. If there were, I'll put it to you this way, like I'm against mandates, right? I'm against people being issued civil penalties for not wearing a mask or being outside, stuff like that. If there were bodies in the streets and people were turning towards the zombies, right? People would voluntarily self-quarantine and they wouldn't ask questions. And you wouldn't have to issue any fines or anything, right?
That's right. And if they didn't, they would be one less problem.
But, I mean, it would just be obvious. So when people have to be issued fines and things like that, it's clearly a big part of it because the government just wants their revenue, right? They still want that machine, parking tickets, you know, to keep running. And I like that, you know, Chris was asking him, well, if someone's alone on the beach by themselves, not around anyone, wouldn't it take an officer to physically go and arrest this person, and that wouldn't be social distancing?
Yeah, you know, out of all of the broadcasters on mainstream media, I think Tucker Carlson is probably he's probably my favorite because they still, and I don't know why they do this, they still allow him to be kind of libertarianish. And he goes after Republicans or Democrats. He's an equal opportunity criticizer. However, I would like to point out, though, that they are enforcing in this segment, along with exposing this constitutional issue, the fact that they're both either playing ignorant. I don't think the governor's ignorant. I think maybe Tucker is not aware of this. But since roughly 1861, it can certainly be said, definitely since 1868, the jurisdiction by which the federal and, by the way, now state governors and governments function under is still left over from the Civil War. Executive Order 1, signed by Abraham Lincoln. And Abraham Lincoln was by far nowhere near a constitutional president at all. Matter of fact, he went so far off the reservation that you know, it's just ridiculous. But the jurisdiction by which Tucker's asking, what authority do you base this on? Well, you and I both know, Rachel, I'm with you. I don't agree that they have really much authority to do anything. Most of it's done by force or the threat of force or the initiation of force on otherwise peaceful people. Laws so wonderful, you need a gun to back them up, you know? So,
right, exactly. I like when people say that, you know, if it wasn't for force and police backing anything up, basically a threat of a gun or the threat of being thrown in a cage, it would just be politicians would just be crazy people, you know, with opinions. We could ignore them, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, and another thing about that is that, you know, before we had a standing army, and I call, you know, police in this country now, especially federal, standing armies. The founders knew very well, at least the anti-federalists made very clear, that having large groups of armed people on behest of the state was a really bad idea. And somewhere along the line, now the thing that makes me just my brain hurt is you hear these pundits now castigating just about every anti-federalist statement ever made, as it was just crazy that we could even think that it's not only illegitimate but it would bring force upon us. These people are either brain dead or they're working for the other side. I don't know which one. It depends on who. It's just crazy.
I personally think that they know what they're doing. And, you know, you've got people like Chris Cuomo in New York flexing. Andrew Cuomo.
Oh, you the infomercial salesman of the hand sanitizer that he has slave labor in the prisons making.
Oh, my goodness. And by the way, I didn't post the article, but there was some man in the Hamptons who busted Chris Cuomo and his family out not quarantining.
Really?
And, you know, not wearing masks or whatever. Yeah. and called him out on it. And basically Chris Cuomo said, hey, I can do whatever I want. And so the man filed a police report about it. So,
Fredo and family. You remember that clip where that guy called him Fredo and he just about had a meltdown?
I remember hearing about it. I think he later apologized and said he shouldn't have lost it. But the thing is,
you got to be kidding. You did not see that? I did a video on that with the backdrop of the Godfather and the whole thing.
Oh my
Fredo, God. Just so that you know, I mean, I don't know. Are you familiar with the Godfather very well?
No, I am
because I grew up Italian. So, you know, I grew up in that Godfather. My Godfather, kind of funny, was in the Godfather. So it was, you know, it was still like a big family thing. Now I'm realizing how strong the propaganda coming from Hollywood was about the Italians being the ones that really led the mob. Man, was that, I call BS on that. Look no further than Meyer Lansky and Company. All right. That's a, seemed like every Italian family had their, don't take this the wrong way, folks. They had their house. How do I put it nicely? They had their house too, man. It was in charge. And even in The Godfather, the movie, you had Hiram, what his name was. Anyway, you get the point. But really, Meyer Lansky and Company, man, I tell you what, these guys were not to be messed with. And for some reason, you know, they got their little spotlight occasionally in Hollywood, but the focus was on Italians running organized crime in America. And it is absolutely wasn't true then, although they were put in positions of power. I wasn't aware until I did some further research into the Italian mob that the Italian mob is very much a Freemasonic organization that was begun by the same people that put all this other weird stuff into play, too. Just saying. Crazy stuff when you go down rabbit holes. But anyway, I digress.
By the way, yeah, Tom, do we have a caller from Michigan? Dave from Michigan?
I'm glad you saw that. Dave in Michigan. Yeah, put him up.
Hey, I think I'm on.
Dave, how are you?
Hey, good. How you guys doing?
I'm blessed. I'm not coronavirusing to death or what does Brian call it? The cerveza bug.
Yeah, right.
I'm hanging in there.
Or Kobe'd. You got Kobe.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant, yeah. Right? I mean, all that came out all at the same time. You guys really got to check out Zachary K. Hubbard, the GematriaEffect.news.
Oh, yes, I'm familiar with that.
That guy is incredible. Anyway, that's not really what I called about. I got a YouTube link today from a good friend that just completely blew me away. I mean, I'm pretty awake. And this guy it's the most comprehensive video I've seen about tying all of this stuff together. It's Dr. Batar being interviewed by Gary Franchi on Next News Network.
Dr. Batar, why does that sound familiar?
I'm not sure, but the guy is a veteran. He's a decorated veteran, Special Forces, Army, Air Force, you know, the whole nine yards. This guy is an American. Mm. With a funny name, but he's as American as you and me both, brother. And I'll tell you what.
It clicked with me. It was a different association.
Yeah, anyway, he's got a couple of clinics, and one in California, one in South Carolina, I think. But he's speaking the truth, and he's exposing a lot of stuff that others are exposing. And, you know, but he's putting it all, he's tied it all together, and it's really got to go viral. I am in the middle right now of sending this to every contact I have.
Do me a favor and please send me a copy at rtrtruthmedia@gmail.com.
What is it?
rtrtruthmedia@gmail.com.
rtrtruthmedia@gmail.com,
okay. Yes. I have an email set up for Rachel, for Chris, and I to use for tips like that in the future moving forward. For those of you that are out there listening, because we've had our emails just inundated with thousands of, I mean, I don't know whether they're trolls doing it or whatever.
Imagine.
Every time I get an email going, it gets collapsed by the weight of just a bunch of nonsense. So we started another one. It's team rtrtruthmedia@gmail.com. So for moving forward, for future tips after today, for those of you out there listening, team rtrtruthmedia@gmail.com. We have to go to break. Do me a favor and
hold me over.
Stay on the line. Stay on the line. Yeah, yeah. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, after a few words from our sponsors.
Let me tell you how it's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Resurrect the Republic. And I'm still going to invoke Dirty Uncle Sam because I talked to Bruce and he's going to be coming back for a visit. I'm hearing bad echo in my ear here. Wow. That's enough to split your brain. Israel inside? I don't know. Anyway, we have a guest still on. Just hang on 1 second there because I'm going to be I want to make a point with you folks that you're being distracted by a lot of this going on. We are at war. Keep that in mind. And we'll talk about that in a few minutes, but let's get back to our caller real quick. You still on there?
I am.
All right, Dave. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. They call me Dave and the Thumb. That's who that message will come from, but I'm legally blind, so it's going to come from my phone number. Not. I won't email it.
That's fine.
Truth Media, right?
Yes.
Okay, truthmedia@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
yes,
that thing's got to go viral. Anyway, you know, I hear you occasionally. I'm friends with Gary Don Blackwell. He used to sit in for you at night with Eric and
Chris. Oh, yeah, when I was being held at Club Fed, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, I love Chris and Gary and Eric, but I've heard you talk about Lyme disease a lot, and
yeah.
I got to tell you, my friend, I've been tutored, mentored by a 80-year-old naturopathic doctor who wrote the book on nutrition. Okay, I'm a distributor in the company that he started, and this guy gets rid of Lyme disease like it's a bad cold. Okay,
well, you know what?
And also, one of his colleagues. Dr. Peter Glidden, this guy came from Nantucket Island. He grew up on the island, and he went to naturopathic school, and he came back, and he set up business in Lyme, Connecticut, okay?
Oh, wow.
This guy has treated more Lyme disease than any doctor on the planet. And I'm telling you, he's brilliant, and he's a friend of mine. But the doctor who taught him about nutrition is my mentor and friend as well. But, yeah, and it's unbelievable what these folks can do with nutrition.
Look, folks, no matter what subject matter I'm covering on any given day, if you have information that can help people feel better, by all means, call in and let me know.
Absolutely.
This corona thing
is a joke as well, but, you know, everybody needs to boost their immune system, and you do it with essential nutrition. 90 essential nutrients is my doctor's slogan, 90 for life. So anyway, I love your show. I listen as often as I can, and I will try to contribute as often as I can, and I'm going to send you that link to that video, and you need to send it viral, my friend.
Thank you, brother.
So
thank you very
much.
Keep
up the good work.
I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'll have your contact, so we'll be in touch.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Contact me anytime.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you guys.
Folks, I love that. You know, when we're talking about any given subject, some of our listeners have been really, a lot of you guys have been the wind in my wings, really. When I least expect it, you call up worrying about how I feel. I'm worried about how you guys are doing out there with this COVID-19 thing. Like I said, we are at war. Make no mistake about it. We're not really being, they're not talking about it much. There are some headlines from Times of Israel and a couple other ones that I have pulled up here. But the economic sanctions that are being imposed, and I see Mayor in Wisconsin on there. Hang on just one second. I'll get to you. Economic sanctions are brutal. They can be. They're just horrendous. Just to remind you of what economic sanctions do, because this is not just Iran we're with. Also, the Iraqis want us out, wanted us out of Iraq. So let's listen to Mad Madge Albright, just a refresher now on what economic sanctions do and what the political parasites that are put in positions of power have no problem extinguishing. Please run that clip.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but the price, we think the price is worth it.
You evil, satanic bitch. Really? Really? 500,000, mostly women and children. Anybody who could say those words following that question needs to burn in hell immediately. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Well, I'm floating down in Texas.
E.B. Ray Vaughan's guitar, I never get tired of hearing it.
Ugh. Man, I miss E.B. Ray. Anyway, we were talking about war, economic sanctions. We have Murr on hold. I just want to, you know, just reiterate. We are at war with Iran. This COVID thing is just completely just, you know, and I even read, I think The Intercept did a piece on this. And, you know, I take The Intercept with a grain of salt sometimes, you know. Well, I guess you have to these days when people are still trapped by left, right, you know, but, you know, they're pretty spot on with that. I this is my analysis of it. And I was called by one of my friends who is a MAGA Trump supporter, like, you know, he knows I'm conservative. So I share most of the opinions and values that he has. But he had a complete meltdown when I told him what I thought was going on. I got called name called because I wasn't in the cult of personality of Donald Trump. But then again, I grew up in New Jersey, so I know a little bit more about Donald Trump than a lot of people around the nation do. Economic sanctions are brutal. And I particularly think we've been at war. My gut is telling me that this COVID-19, there are several strains, some more lethal than others.
And I believe it was a biological warfare attack on our enemy, our perceived enemy. And they're still right now in Iran. They're decimated by COVID-19. And some people want to say, oh, they're backwards. They're a third world country. Those of you that say that have never been to Iran. I know people that have been there. Dr. Alan Sobrowski, I've talked to him at length about Iran, and he's been there for a conference. Sean Stone, who I get it, folks. I know somebody's people's opinion about the Stones. His dad didn't go and tell the complete truth about JFK. He took us right up to the edge and then dropped the ball. Whatever. I believe Sean's heart is pure. I really do. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'd like to at least believe that. So let me live in that happy little world, because it's the last thing I have left that was destroyed by truth. But if you really look at who got hit hardest, the first, Iran and China. And China in the district, by the way, where they have their labs and they do their, I'm sure, their biowarfare research, which would be exactly, if I were an intelligence agency trying to plot and plan this out, like the CIA has never done anything covert in Iran before, Mossadegh, anyway, that's where I would plan it. If I were going to attack the United States with a virus, I would have a weakened strain that would attack my country, and then I would attack them closest to Fort Detrick. That would just make sense. I also considered this when considering Lyme disease. Anyway, that's my assessment. My gut is telling me. I don't want to point this, like, not always Israel. Israel doesn't do everything, but it's got fingerprints on it, folks, that I can't ignore. I just can't ignore it. Anyway, we're going to get to the callers. Myrrh, you are on, and Tom, you're next. Myrrh.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
You need kimchi. So your gut
yes.
can really tell you the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been told that for a while now. I've tried several things, and I felt better. Some of the things I've tried, I felt better, but it hasn't taken out completely. It's in my brain. Stage 4 Lyme is the result of being 12 years old at a time when I got infected, that the federal government was putting pressure on doctors not to treat people with simple antibiotics. Would have knocked it out when you first get it. But, of course, there were doctors that were being hauled in front of review boards and threatened to have their licenses removed. Some of them had their licenses suspended.
Tom,
you need
probiotics. You don't need anti-life.
I agree with you. I agree with you. However, just saying that those simple antibiotics would have knocked it out.
I had it, too, Tom,
yep.
before
yep.
it was called Lyme.
Yeah.
And I took 500 milligrams of mostly natural vitamin C, little wafers, that were at mm-hmm. General Nutrition Center, which was all over the malls at the time. And, yeah, I had a little sugar and I had ascorbic acid. But taking that 500 milligrams was a good dose, because you could take that frequently during the day, and the children loved it like sour tarts. But
are you
it left
saying
my
that the vitamin
body,
C, the vitamin C killed it?
Yeah, I guess, because eventually, I'm not sure how long, this was the summer of 73, and I did a lot of camping. I never saw the mark or anything like that, but got plenty of tick bites. But when it left me, and I've told you this, but let me remind you, because I have to remind myself, because it's so interesting. It's really a miracle. It left my body in blood blisters at the base of each finger and toe. Dark red blood blisters.
Wow, it's funny you should mention that.
That's how it left
When I've taken some of the natural remedies, I've gotten those.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's very interesting.
You got to keep hanging on to it. But main thing I wanted to give you was the reminder of the chat room. Because like you say, it gets
I keep forgetting it.
It gets a little boggy with the emails. And people can just go to your chat room and leave links, which I did a whole lot about Dr. Day and about things about Bill Gates of Hell.
Yes. I apologize. And for anybody that might be in the chat room right now, I apologize. You know, when I'm trying to get ready for the show, there's just so many things that I have up on my computer that I got used to the fact that anything up on the computer that was constantly running was slowing me down, and I was having connectivity problems. I don't have that problem anymore, and I forgot to go back to the chat room. I apologize for that.
Right. But it's resurrectthrepublic.chatandgo.com or .chatango, resurrectthrepublic.chatandgo.com. And like I said, we just poke, all kind of links in there to share with each other. So like I said, it doesn't bog down emails, and anyone can go there anytime and post or retrieve.
Absolutely.
You know?
And, so that was the, and at least one of us in the future will have that up. Yes.
And by the way, Mary, that's pretty awesome, because that's the whole point, is having a grassroots community oriented, you know, people can share their own answers and help each other out directly. So like a forum is a great resource to have.
Yes.
Yeah, very, I really enjoyed getting your link the last time.
I don't want to lose that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Rachel and Chris left some really good links we were sharing about gardening and things, too. And it's very important, you know, in this country, the Aficionado version, it heals from the inside out. And that's what we have to do. You know, you hear a lot about putting sulfur on the skin and different things. No, you really need to consume the foods, like Hippocrates said, you know. Food is your medicine. Let food be your medicine. Medicine be your food.
Yes.
And it heals from inside out.
I keep going back to that, and I forget, and I go back to it. It's crazy right now because you can hardly get any food. Everyone in Arizona, it's getting a little tough.
Yeah, and if you notice, though, the WHO, like, to, I will say, to their credit, recently I have seen them say on Twitter how to be healthy at home, do exercise, things like that. But they had issued this whole video of people sitting around at home doing nothing and staring at things. And they literally said, oh, you're a hero if you stay home and you stare at things. They didn't mention anything about gardening or working out or improving yourself and capacity or anything that would help you if you were sick.
There's the biggest thing right there, besides staying hydrated and getting plenty of rest, is get in the sun.
Yes, yes. And be grounded at least once a day. I walk outside. I don't care if it's wintertime or not, but I'm in Arizona, so it's a little easier. I walk outside without shoes on my feet, and I connect with the ground. I'm not a hippie. I'm not a granola stick-eating granola head like Mr.
We
Hammond used to call him. But
yeah, just be you, Tom. Don't worry about giving discounts for whoever doesn't want to believe or whatever. Yeah, of course.
We're
electrical beings.
I put
beings.
My feet on the ground, I've always felt something
about
that. And then I've heard there's actually research to some people that couldn't sleep until they actually connected themselves to the ground. It's a rare condition, but it makes sense.
Hey, let me give you another. I just thought, you remember Tom Brown Jr., I bet, don't you, from New Jersey?
Yes.
I'll put links in the chat room, too. He's been doing a lot of things to do with children, adults and children, natural things that you can do. And the one he had today was about how and you know who grandfather was, right? Apache Scout. That taught his grandson's name was Rick, but Rick and Tom were good buddies, and so they learned from grandfather, but it really stuck with Tom. He really became, you know, carried forth everything since then. So people really need to see about this, because it's just so complete, everything about him. You know, he never worked any jobs as Apache. He was all over at least this continent, this hemisphere, you know, north and south. Yeah. And he would always stay in a camp, and you'd never even know he was, it just knows everything, you know, things that we never even knew we didn't know.
I went to Chitango for some reason. I don't understand why it's doing this, but for some reason, it's not opening up the chat, and it's saying that there's a security issue, right? I had that before in the past. For those of you that might have gone to the chat room and gotten the same message, next week I'll have a little go around. It's not unsecure.
No, it's not.
You can get in there and you might think.
Yeah. And you can get in there and give it permission. I think where we're not using them well. Traditionally chat rooms were just to bug everybody, right, and pick on everybody and make things worse. And we've turned that around. We've turned that around, at least the chat rooms I visit.
Yes.
You know, we might play with each other a little bit now and then, you know, keep each other, you know, civil, but it's to share things. So, and that's not what they were hoping that we would do, you know. They want to have you cursing at each other and you just making yourself more sick and everything else. Yeah, so I'll put Tom's information here. I had sent some to Robert Ravolt, too, because it's just so fascinating. The things he thinks of, you know, remembering different things he did as a child with him, and just all through his life, it's just been amazing. I think he did actually consult on a movie. Was it called The Hunted? I think.
Yes. When they were rounding up and killing the deplorables.
Well, no, this one guy had been a student of his and had kind of gone rogue, And Tommy Lee Jones played him. And it's kind of interesting. It's kind of weird about the little knife they make and all this stuff at the standoff scene, you know, kind of. But the whole concept is interesting, you know. Of course, they try to make it as, okay, he went nutty. But he had been trained, and then he went, you know, was in the military as an assassin. This what's his name? He has a whole bunch of names. See his face. Benicio del Toro, yeah. That was the one.
Yes,
but
yes,
anyway,
yes.
I'll just put Tom's website in there, and you go down, you can pick up the blog and read about Grandfather, and I'm sure he has about that somewhere in there, too, but that wasn't the main mission.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think of my analysis about who's behind COVID?
I think it's a conflagration, actually, and they had hoped to pull it off last fall. See, their timing is all off. Now, only Damigarded the 39 events, staged events that may have gone off and may have just been rumor of in Europe.
Yes.
What was supposed to happen was NATO has no enemy. So they were going to make enemies for NATO, supposedly, and also try to get all the armies of the world in one. And this was all supposed to happen last fall in the year of the pig. And remember, they were killing off lots of Chinese pigs. Now, as far as people dying from all this, I think it's a hoax. And if you listen to Dr. Lorraine Day, and I put her five latest, she's come out on fire. She's 83 and has the energy of a 30-year-old.
Well, I agree with her wholeheartedly. And the reason that really bothered me when I was watching this clip the other day, when they're tallying all of the convalescent homes, and that's what they're focusing on is the deaths in the convalescent homes to coronavirus. But anybody with a cold, put on the list. So I think it is most probably being blown out of proportion
here's a good analogy.
It's like voting, Tom.
Here's an analogy for this cold virus. It's like voting. It's whoever counts the votes. It's whoever counts the deaths.
Well,
yeah,
that's
true. Put them in the column they want. Okay?
But Iran
has been
decimated. Can anybody explain to me why that would happen?
Yeah, why? Because, you know, when you said about Sean Silverstein having a pure heart, no, all men's hearts
are
wicked. There was only Jesus Christ that was perfect, and we know that, and still
is. I didn't mean perfect. I meant
I'm just saying we need to stop elevating people. When I was trying to get people not to go to the Charlottesville thing, you know, because I could hear in Jason Kessler's voice that he was a self-aggrandizer. They were being led into a trap. And I was trying to tell them not to go. But the one thing that came up in my mind that I didn't say over and over was, thou shalt have no other gods before me. They were going there to save statues.
Yeah, you know what?
By the way, Tom, I do...
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry to interrupt both of you. I just want to bring up real fast, in the time that we have, there are multiple protests going on, especially, in Michigan, where people won't work. And people are doing things, like, just because you brought up Charlottesville, reminded me, people are doing things like having a gridlock with their cars, and there's a problem with that because for the average citizen that just wants to, get around, or if you need to bring someone to the hospital, that's going to be a problem.
But that doesn't last forever.
So on one hand, I'm happy people are protesting, but the other hand, the most effective way to protest is to starve the beast, find ways around the system, find ways to support businesses you like. I mean, that's going to be the most
effective.
Michigan
governor is a tranny.
If everybody just said no.
Because
the Michigan governor is a tranny, okay?
Sorry.
Mayor, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mayor. What?
That Michigan governor is a tranny.
Oh, yeah. They, don't get me started.
This is their religion. The Satanist religion is androgynes. Look, they're androgynes. They want to go back to one gender before God made us into two.
Yeah.
This is their religion. So any evil is fine by them. They don't care.
I know.
This is how it is.
Look, whether you want to call it evil, and some people who don't believe in our faith the way we do, you want to call it mental illness. This was a mental illness, like schizophrenia. Would you elect a schizophrenic to be governor?
Mark Windows that is new to RBN, right? Mm-hmm. He's on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, he had a guest on, and schizophrenia is basically a demon possession.
Hey,
so it is evil.
I've heard that argument made by some pretty strong Catholic priests that believe in exorcism. I'm not going to count anything out.
Well, and they don't do them so well either.
I get you. I didn't even get to tear Pope Francis a new one today. Well, is that socialist in the Vatican? Oh, my God. God.
I know we still have Tom in Utah.
Hang on there, Tom. But Pope Francis had to defend himself by saying, I'm not a communist. Well, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. If you have to defend yourself to international media and have to claim that you're not a communist, you're probably a communist. And a Jesuit.
Communitarian.
Yes. We will be back, ladies and gentlemen, in a few minutes after a few words from our sponsors. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
ResurrectRepublic.chattango.com, the chat room. Welcome to the place of the lamp's hypocrisy.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Echo again. RTR Truth Media, Resurrect Republic. I'm hearing myself talking back to myself. Why is that? I'm not even going to move forward with the show, and I can't think doing that. Okay, well, I'll just throw my earplugs off.
Just makes you sound omnipotent.
I'm not going to be able to hear any of you. Can we get this glitch taken care of? Hello? I keep hearing myself like last time, and then it stopped.
Yeah, it sounds like an echo. I think it's gone.
Yeah, there it goes. It's gone, yeah. I don't know what that was, but whatever, it's gone. You can't concentrate when you hear yourself talking back to yourself like that. I'm talking about being schizophrenic, right? And so am I.
I'd like to think that, you know, this show is powerful enough that someone would directly try to make glitches happen. Hey,
yeah. We do have another caller on the line, and my God, he's been waiting. I'm sorry. Who is it?
This is Tom in Utah.
There he is. There he is. How are you? How are you, Tom?
By the way, I think I decided to use a tag on my name, Tom, the persona non grata in pathology or epidemiology.
Okay. All right.
By the way,
I can dig that.
I was in the previous 2-hour infomercial. I was on the phone with my daughter in New York getting a report from her. She was one of my better students. And I told her she needed to change the tires on the Blazer to put on the off-road tires, the big, big monster tires. Because she was having to go, you know, go from Newburgh, New York to Long Island. I said, if you're going through Manhattan, you'll have to put on those big tires so a body in the road won't stop you.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know if you've been off the road with your Jeep or whatever, you know, your off-the-road vehicle. You have these big, big balloon monster tires so you can roll over rocks and not have a problem. So she was laughing at me when I said, you need to have those big tires on or you won't make it through Manhattan with all the bodies out in the street.
Yes, yes, yes.
I was telling her about how the media has so exaggerated the problem in New York. She said, well, there is a problem, but it's primarily these people are, as I say, they're circling the drain already.
Yes,
as I'd used the metaphor before, where they're standing on the edge of the cliff just on the balls of their heels, and all it takes is a slight breeze, whether it's got COVID or not, it'll push them off the edge.
Yes.
But
New York is quite a problem right now for multiple reasons, and I try to explain that to my family, because you've got Governor Cuomo running for president indirectly or not, and then... yeah, of course, anytime there's going to be a problem, there's going to be a problem with New York, just because if there was, you know, a pandemic, there would be density of people. That's just sort of a given. But they're both hyperinflating numbers, as in how many people have died with COVID. And, you know, they underinflated how many people were infected because of the lack of testing, which they're basically blocking through the FDA. So you have a perfect storm, right? And no matter how you swing it, whether this came from China or the U.S. or some other country or what have you, the agenda kind of remains the same, right? They want to track and trace people. They want to issue them fines for ridiculous reasons, like not social distancing.
Yeah, so distance this.
Yeah.
I will not comply. Ever.
Now, we at the breaker.
Folks, we ran out of time. I hate to do this to you. We ran out of time. This show is too short. We're going to have to take on more hours, I think. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in today. And Chris Switzer, our co-host, has a migraine. Please pray for him today and hope that he gets better. And we're shout out to Chris.
Thank you, Tom, for calling in.
Oh, yeah. And thank you, Tom. Yes. And thank you, Rachel. We will see you next time. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, RTR Truth Media, CFR.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I'm not interested in photo ops.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.